At a joint news conference on Thursday with the governor of the South Sudan Central Bank, Moses Makur Deng, Achwil said the ministry has to borrow money to pay salaries. The two officials were addressing the media after taking part in the World Bank International Monetary Fund spring meetings in Washington, D.C. Minister Achwil says the money that comes from oil being sold years in advance has been channeled into what he calls government priorities.
So the oil money is going for payment of loans and paying some of the priorities of the government. It is not that the government is sitting on the money and is not paying that, yes. Now we are working very hard. Like now, I'm talking to you. I told my people to prepare 3 months' pay sheets of January, February and March. Where am I going to get the money? If the oil has been sold in advance up to 2027, that means that I will go to 2028. To ask somebody to give me money inside that, by 2028, he will be given that oil.
Achwil says when he was appointed a finance minister in November last year, he learned that civil servants' salaries for the months of July, August, September and October were not paid. The minister declined to answer questions regarding the reasons for the repeated delays in paying civil servants' salaries. He also declined to provide details of the oil pre-sales, referring reporters to Ministry of Petroleum.
Now, if I want to pay this salary, I had to get this in advance, somebody to give me money to come and pay this salary, which is arrears. And if I don't do that, you people will go on the street. Why is the salary not paid? And if I want to pay, I'll have to borrow. And when I borrow, that means that your oil is being sold in advance. So this is where your money of oil is going.
Dr. Ahmed Morjan, a senior lecturer of economics at the University of Juba, says the decision to pre-sell the country's crude oil plunges the country into more darkness of economic struggle.
If you are an employee and then you are working for an institution has given you your salaries for 3 years or 4 years in advance, and you already used the money, you already used all the money, which means you will be working actually for free. And that employee is actually in a dilemma situation. Should anything happen to you, should you die or you fall sick and you're not able to produce, which means your position in that institution remains vacant and hence your production in that institution will go to nil. That institution will lose. That is how the country looks like now.
Morjan says he is impressed by the finance minister's decision to be transparent with the public regarding the pre-sale of the country's crude oil. He says selling the country's oil, a national public commodity, for years in advance puts the future of its citizens in jeopardy. He says the statement of the minister may just be the tip of the iceberg regarding the country's financial situation. Morjan says political decisions on the oil sector should be regulated by a law.
The parliament should have to enact a law on how this should be done. It should not be a one-man show or a one-man decision, as sometimes it happens. Because if the decisions are taken by majority, sometimes corruption can be arrested, can be controlled. But if decisions are taken by individuals or a clique, it is likely that individuals become more corrupt sometimes.
Achwil says the 2022 World Bank IMF meetings he attended in Washington gave South Sudanese officials an opportunity to share the impact of global shocks on the country's economy, including the COVID-19 pandemic, global financial instability, and climate change. The minister says the international community expects to see the unity government improve its track record on good governance, characterized by proper accountability, transparency, and effective delivery of basic services before it considers lifting sanctions placed on South Sudan and some of its officials accused of obstructing reconciliation efforts in South Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.